This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه آمين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last week we looked at names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were related to His all-encompassing knowledge of His creation. Al-Muhit, Al-Muhaymin, as well as His all-encompassing protection and taking care of His creation. Al-Hafil and Al-Hafil. So all of these names were related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being all-encompassing, nothing being out of the reach of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His knowledge, in terms of His sight, in terms of Him hearing, and so on and so forth. And so as a result, He protects, and that is Al-Hafiz and Al-Hafiz. And so we move on to three names or four names today, which are similar in relation to Allah being the one who protects, Al-Hafiz and Al-Hafiz. In fact, there are several names related to that. So today we'll cover four names, and next week, inshallah, we'll cover the remaining. And so today we have the names Al-Wali, Al-Mawla, Al-Wakil, and Al-Kafil. Al-Wali, Al-Mawla, Al-Wakil, and Al-Kafil. So all of these names refer to Allah protecting, Allah defending, taking care, and being there for His believing servants. So as for Wali, Al-Wali, it has been mentioned 15 times in the Qur'an. Al-Wali has been mentioned 15 times in the Qur'an. And so, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 257, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati. Allah is the wali, the guardian, the protector of those who believe. And in Surah An-Nisa, in verse 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'da'ikum. Allah knows your enemies very well. Wakafa billahi waliyan. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. And sufficient is Allah as a wali for you, as a guardian, protector, and sufficient is Allah as a helper. And Nasir is a name that we covered previously. Helper, supporter. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura that He is Al-Wali Al-Hamid. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ وَهُوَ الْوَلِي الْحَمِيدُ in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 28. وَهُوَ الْوَلِي الْحَمِيدُ. As for Al-Mawla, Al-Mawla has been mentioned 12 times in the Quran. And so, for example, at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, in the very last ayah, in the very last phrase of that last ayah, in that dua that we make, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أنت مولانا, you are our مولى. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين, so give us victory over a disbelieving people. And in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 40, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Here it's been mentioned twice, Al-Mawla. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. If they turn away, if they do not comply, then know that Allah is your Mawla. If they abandon you, O Muhammad, then know that Allah is your Mawla. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. What an excellent Mawla he is, and what an excellent Nasir, helper, he is. And the same phrase, نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, comes again in Surah Al-Hajj. In verse 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and hold fast to Allah, هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. He alone is your مَوْلَى, your guardian, your protector. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. What an excellent مَوْلَى he is, and what an excellent نَصِير he is. And in Surah Muhammad, also known as Surah Al-Qital, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah is your مَوْلَى, O believers. He is the مَوْلَى of those who believe. As for the kuffar, they have no mawla. They have no one to protect them, no one to help them. So this is al-mawla. As for al-wakil, al-wakil has been mentioned 14 times in the Quran. And so, for example, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 173, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Those who were warned, the hypocrites, the munafiqun, they were trying to put fear in the hearts of the believers. And they warned them. They said, your enemies have mobilized their forces against you. So fear them. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So what did that warning do? Did it cause fear? No, the opposite. Allah says, it only made them grow stronger in Iman. And their reply was, Allah alone is sufficient for us as an aid, and Allah is the best Wakil. Allah is the best Wakil. And so Wakil is the trustee of our affairs, the one who takes care of everything for us, Al-Wakil. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, verse 65, in response to Iblis, when he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will surely cause them to go astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to him, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. As for my servants, you will have no authority over them. Wakafa bi rabbika wakila. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And sufficient is your Lord as a wakil. Sufficient is your Lord as a trustee of affairs or a guardian, etc. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links his name Al-Wakil with the concept of At-Tawakkul, which we're going to talk about. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 3 in the very beginning. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ and put your trust in Allah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا and sufficient is He as a trustee of affairs. So this is Al-Wakil as for Al-Kafil, the fourth name that we have. Al-Kafil has only been mentioned once in the Quran. It has only been mentioned once in the Quran, and that is in Surah An-Nahl, in verse 91. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُ الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, honor your covenants when you make a pledge. When you make a pledge, honor that promise and that pledge. And do not break your oaths after you have confirmed them, while you have made Allah as your kafil, while you have made Allah as your guarantor, your witness in this pledge, in this covenant that you took, in this oath. So when we make a promise, we document it, we take Allah as our witness and our guarantor. As we can see in the following hadith. So although kafil has been mentioned in the Quran only once, it has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following hadith. And this hadith it's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, and it's basically a story of a man from Bani Israel who was a righteous, pious man. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man from Bani Israel asked another man to lend him 1,000 dinars. So the second man, he said, fine, I have no problem, but bring for me a witness. Bring for me a guarantor. So the first man, he replied, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah is sufficient as a witness between us. So the second man, he said, you're right, but provide me a kafil. Provide me a guarantor. So the first time he asked him for a shaheed, he asked him for a witness. And so his answer was, Allah is sufficient as a witness. The second time he said, provide me with a kafil, a guarantor, a security. And so he said, kafa billahi kafila. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ كَفِيلًا. Allah is sufficient as a kafil. So this is where the name is mentioned. So the story goes on. The man then gave him the money. He let him borrow that 1,000 dinars. So then it so happened that this man, he had to travel across the sea. So he traveled across the sea, and when he finished his work, he searched for a ride back. He searched for a ride back. He wanted to come back in time to pay back his loan, because it was for a period of time. It was for a period of time that man had lent him the money. So it turned out that he couldn't find a ride. There were no ships, there were no boats available, and so he was stuck. So what did he do? He took a piece of wood And he made a hole in the wood, and he put 1,000 dinars in this piece of wood. Then he sealed it, he closed it. And then he took that wood to sea, and he put it in the water, and he said, Oh Allah, you know well that I took this loan of 1,000 dinars from so-and-so. He demanded a kafil. He demanded a guarantor. And I told him that you, O Allah, are sufficient as a kafil. He asked for a witness. And I said, you alone are no better a witness, a shaheed. And so he accepted you as a witness, and he accepted you as a kafil. No doubt I tried. I tried my best to find a ride so that I could pay this money back to him on time. But you know very well that I was unable to do so. And so make sure this money reaches him. And so he threw it into the sea, and he went away. Meanwhile, he started searching for a ride because he still has to make it over back. So later on one day, the one who lent the money, he went out of his house, and it so happened, he went to look for this man. So he was searching from among the boats and the ships, and he didn't find anyone. But then he noticed a piece of wood, and he went to it and he picked it up. And he opened it. He actually took it first. He said, I'll use this for firewood for my house. When he got home and he cut it, he found this money in it. So shortly after that, and look at the trustworthiness and the amana of this original, of the first man. The first man, he didn't only put that money in the sea and put his trust in Allah, but he came to him and he knocked on his door and he met him and he said, by Allah, I tried hard. And he told him the whole story, that I tried hard to bring you back your money, but I failed to do so. So here is 1,000 dinars. He came with another 1,000 dinars to give to the man. So then the lender, something was not right here. And so he said, did you send 1,000 dinars already? So the man, he said, I have told you my story, and I've only just arrived now. So the lender, he said, keep your money with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered it on your behalf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delivered it on your behalf in a piece of wood. So you can keep your 1,000 dinars and, you know, depart. Hadiyan Rashidan, depart having been guided on the right path. So this is the story of this man. Although there are many lessons, the point here is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned, kafila. So although it's only mentioned once in the Quran, it's been mentioned in this hadith. So as for the meanings of these four names, Al-Wali, Al-Mawla, Al-Wakil, and Al-Kafil, they all refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the guardian, being the protector, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the guardian and the protector with respect to Al-Wali and Al-Mawla. With respect to Al-Wali and Al-Mawla, it is of two kinds. The first is the general meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali and the mawla of everyone, of his entire creation. So it has meanings of Allah being ar-Rabb, Allah being al-Malik, and these are names that we previously covered. Allah being the Rabb, the one who created us, the one who provides for us, the one who is constantly taking care of us. This is the meaning of al-wali and al-mawla in the general sense for everyone. And so Allah mentions this. Allah mentions that He is the mawla of everyone. Where does Allah say this? In Surah Al-An'am, in verse 62, Allah says, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Then they are all returned to Allah, meaning all of creation, all human beings, everyone is returning to Allah. مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ, their true mawla. So this proves that Allah is the mawla of everyone. As for the specific meaning of wali and mawla, then it is specific to the believers. And here it means Allah being the guardian of the believers, Allah being the ally of the believers, Allah being the protector of the believers, taking care of them and their affairs, having their back. And that is not the case for the disbelievers, for the kuffar. And we mentioned ayat in this regard. So for example, Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah is the mawla of those who believe, while the kuffar, the disbelievers, have no mawla. So this is the specific meaning of al-wali and al-mawla. It is specific to the believers. Also, we have in the hadith, in the story of the Battle of Uhud, towards the end of the battle, when the mushrikun thought that they had won the war. And so Abu Sufyan, he came out and he started shouting, لَنَا الْعُزَّى وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ. We have our Uzza. And Uzza was one of their idols. So he was trying to say that because of this idol, we have won. He was glorifying his idol, his God, saying, we have our Uzza. As for you guys, you have no Uzza. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he said to the Sahaba, he said to them, Ajibu, answer him. Answer back. So they said, what should we say, Ya Rasulullah? So he said, Qulu, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah is our Mawla, and you have no Mawla. Allah is our Mawla, our guardian, our protector, our ally, and you have no Mawla. As for the difference between al-wali and al-mawla, what is the difference between the two? There's not really much of a difference, except that some scholars, they mention that al-wali is the one who takes care of your affairs, whether you ask for it or not. Whereas al-mawla is the one you turn to for that purpose. He's the one you turn to ask him to take care of your affairs. So that is the difference between the two. Wallahu a'lam. As for al-wakil and al-kafil, al-wakil and al-kafil, they refer to Allah being the one and only one who can be entrusted with the management and the resolution of all affairs. And so He is the one who we put our trust in for everything, for all of our affairs without exception. The one who can be trusted to do better for us than what we can do for ourselves. The one who can be trusted to do for us far better than what we can do for our own selves. And so that is the meaning of Allah being Al-Wakil and Al-Kafil. And this is also the general type and the specific type. So in general, Allah mentions Himself as being Al-Wakil in the general sense. And so, for example, Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, in verse 62, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. And He is a wakil over everything, without exception. So this shows us that al-wakil is general. Allah is the one who disposes of all affairs. He is the trustee over all affairs of everything and everyone, whether he is a believer or a disbeliever, whether he is righteous or wicked. As for the specific meaning, specific to the believers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we mention this, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. So put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as a trustee. Meaning those who put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for them as a trustee, as a wakil. As for the difference between al-wakil and al-kafil, is there any difference between the two? There's not much of a difference between the two, as they both mean that Allah is the one who takes care of everything and of everyone and all of their affairs. He is their guardian. He is their guarantor. He is the one who takes care of them in every sense. However, some scholars, they mention that the difference is that wakil is more general than kafil. Wakil is more general than kafil. As in, Allah takes care of everything and everyone, whereas kafil is specific to meanings of guaranteeing and taking responsibility of certain things or certain people. And so that's why in Arabic, al-kafil is specific to someone who is tasked with taking care of a specific individual or a specific matter. And so, for example, the one who takes care of an orphan, the sponsor of an orphan, he's called Kafil al-Yatim. Kafil al-Yatim. And Allah knows best. So what do these names teach us? What are the lessons that we can learn from these names? First of all, these names should bring us peace and satisfaction to our hearts. First of all, these names should bring us peace and satisfaction to our hearts, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us and that He will bring us victory. Regardless of how long we may have to endure humiliation and defeat, which have their reasons. You know, why is the state of the Muslims today the way it is? That has its reasons. But the point is that if you believe Allah is the wali of the believers and their mawla, then you believe that he has their back. He is their ally. Al-Wali means an ally, the one you turn to for help and support against your enemies. And so notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran combines between him being Al-Mawla and him being Al-Nasir, the one who gives victory. And we mentioned this already. Anta Mawlana fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. You are our Mawla, so grant us victory over the disbelievers. And so whenever we call upon Allah, we make dua to Allah, we should call upon Allah by his names that are suitable to what we are asking for. If you want to ask Allah to forgive you your sins, you say, Ya Allah, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Rahim. If you want Allah to provide for you, you say, Ya Raziq, Ya Razzaq, Ya Khayr Raziqeen. If you want to ask Allah to give you victory over your enemies, call upon Allah by his names, Al-Wali, Al-Mawla, such as in this ayah, Anta Mawlana, O Allah, you are our Mawla, you are our defender, our protector, our ally, so grant us victory over the disbelievers. Also, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Look at how Allah combines between him being our wali and him being our nasir. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Sufficient is Allah as a wali and sufficient is Allah as a nasir. The second lesson that we learn is that believing in these names should cause a believer to love those whom Allah has favored, and those whom Allah has loved, and those who have become the wali and the ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has taken them as his allies, taking care of them, protecting them, defending them, granting them victory over their enemies. So who are you to come and oppose them after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has considered them as being their ally and defender? While at the same time, we should hate and oppose those who are not from among those who Allah has been their wali and their mawla, the enemies of Islam. And so we side on the side of the believers against the disbelievers. And this is the concept of al-wala and al-bara. Al-wala comes from Allah's name al-wali, or al-wali comes from al-wala, which means the ones we ally ourselves with. So who does a Muslim ally himself with? Who does he befriend? Only the believers. And who does he disassociate himself from? The disbelievers. And so this is clear in that ayah that we mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum minal al-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali of those who believe, taking them out from darkness into light. And Allah did not stop there. Allah did not stop there. He said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. As for those who disbelieve, their awliya, their allies, are the taghut. Their allies are the taghut. And that includes several different meanings. And Allah tells us that they take them out from light into darkness. They take them out from light and take them into darkness. And so one should really ask himself which side Which side are you on? The third lesson that we learn from these names is that Allah being our wali not only means that He is protecting us from physical harm, but it also means, more importantly, that He is protecting us from spiritual harm. And that is mentioned in that same ayah that we just mentioned. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the wali of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes them out from darkness into light. Why? Because He's their wali. He's their guardian. He's their protector. He's taking care of them. So more important than taking care of them physically, and before that, is that He guides them and He protects them from every deviation and every misguidance. The fourth lesson that we learn from these names is that Allah being Al-Wakil and Al-Kafil means that He has taken it upon Himself to provide for His entire creation. And so believing in that should cause you to not worry, to not stress about your rizq, your sustenance, your provision in this dunya. Rest assured that you are going to get your measured share of the dunya that Allah has set for you, because Allah has guaranteed that. That is the meaning of Allah being the wakil and the kafil. He has guaranteed that He's going to take care of you. So when you understand this, you're not going to stress over your rizq. You're going to be content that I'm going to have what Allah is going to give to me. Also, this should make one to go after halal means of rizq and stay away from haram means. And so one should not say, I'm worried about providing food for my family, therefore, because I'm not finding anything halal, let me therefore go through haram means or means that are shady and doubtful. And so when you believe that Allah is Al-Wakil and Al-Kafil, and before that we covered Allah's names Ar-Raziq and Ar-Razaq, when you believe in these names, you become rest assured that I have nothing to worry about. And that brings us to the next and the next point and the final point that we'll mention, and that is the importance of at-tawakkul and putting our trust in Allah alone. The greatest lesson that we learn from Allah being al-wakil is the significance of at-tawakkul. And so at-tawakkul and al-wakil, they come from the same root word. And so at-tawakkul means that you take Allah as your wakil. At-tawakkul means that you take Allah as your wakil. And we explained what wakil means. The trustee over your affairs. So you taking Allah as your wakil, it means that you have put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is a sign of one's iman. A sign of your iman is how much tawakkul you have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one is not a person of iman unless he puts his trust in Allah. What is the evidence for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. These were the words of Musa alayhi salam, or the two men in the story of Musa alayhi salam entering Al-Quds. And there was a tyrant there, and he encouraged Bani Israel, let's go, let's fight this tyrant. And they said no. You, Musa alayhi salam, you go with your Rabb. You go, we're not going anywhere. And so two men who feared Allah, Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Among the things that they said to Bani Israel, they said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you guys truly claim to be mu'mineen, if you claim to be believers, then put your trust in Allah. Go with Him, go fight. You're afraid? Yes. But if you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing to be afraid of. So the point is that a sign of your iman is putting your trust in Allah. And the point and the objective of at-tawakkul is that you submit your affairs to the one who they belong to. Not disputing with the one who possesses your affairs. Relying upon him, not relying on your own personal power and ability and efforts, but leaving it to the power of Allah to do it for you. Leaving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of it for you. But here it should be understood, and this we always mention when we talk about at-tawakkul, that tawakkul does not mean that you give up on the means. It does not mean that you give up on the means to attain what you want to achieve. And so, put in the effort. And then after you have put in the effort, and you have left no door unclosed, and you've tried everything, you know, you want to achieve something, and you've knocked on every door, and you've made every attempt. Now go home and relax. Not putting your trust in your efforts that you spent your entire day, you know, trying to achieve what you wanted to achieve. Don't put your, you know, trust in those physical means, in those material means, but rather now put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will take care of your needs. And this is the meaning of at-tawakkul. This is the meaning of at-tawakkul. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-wakil and us putting our trust in Him is that we take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our wakil, not taking anyone else nor any material means, and putting our trust in that alone. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among the mutawakkilin, from among those who put their trust in Allah alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge of Him through His names and His attributes. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.